Should we do dumb vocabulary? For God's sakes, let's do it.
I guess.
Got your nipple.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Why are your hands clammy?
I don't know. I'm gripping this microphone really tightly, and I just realized...
Oh, my God, there's moisture on
it's
the...
It's because I chugged my coffee. I think that's why. I'm hot all around. I'm still wearing my robe.
I got something you can do with those moist hands.
Gross.
Sweaty Kiki over there.
This is good. That way, y'all hot and bothered over there? I love it. Getting all hot.
Coffee does do that to you, though.
Yeah, she's got a sweat mustache going right now. Why are you so sweaty?
Because I have a robe on and sweatpants. Like, I'm dressed for winter, and I just chugged a cup of coffee earlier.
Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops.
I was watching Cops earlier. Leave me alone.
I know Cops doesn't come on till 4. Anyway, okay, let's get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Chris, still serving you. He wants to make sure that all of your stuff is covered, whether it's life insurance, maybe you got a jet ski, and everything in between. I tell you what, if you have a jet ski, definitely have life insurance and insurance on that jet ski. You should have both. Either way, Chris is essential, and he wants to make sure that you're covered, even right now with all this craziness. So give him a call. Shoot him an email. Chris.
Hey, Chris, I got your nipple.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, nipple insurance. Your dumb vocabulary for today, taco handshake.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Isn't that what Trump did before he got voted into?
Yes. Right? That's when you grab the...
Right,
the chimichanga down there.
The chimichanga?
Chimichanga? Jeez, lady. She's like a double-decker. Extra large burrito.
Yeah, the triple XL Frito burrito. Taco handshake.
That's like what it is, right? Burrito.
No.
Whenever you do something with the girls.
I mean, you have part of the parts right.
Taco handshake, when the taco's so good, but it falls apart and you get taco over your hands and so does your friend and you guys shake hands. And you both have taco meat all over your hands?
Hunter,
taco
handshake. Can you save her?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm just trying to be as literal as possible, just in case.
Man.
Do you have any idea?
Let's see. Man, the only thing I'm thinking of, I don't know if I can sing on the radio.
I know. He's clever like this, right? He's got a way around it, but we haven't quite figured it out.
I know what a taco handshake is. It's when the two of them meet. And there's a
really? Is that it? That's probably it.
No, but that's not a bad guess.
That was a really good guess.
That's not a bad guess. No, taco handshake.
Two of them meet. Was that a pun intended?
No, but here we go.
Taco handshake is female masturbation.
Okay, yeah. So it's not the guy that's in there, it's the girl that's
Look,
in there.
Look, Kiki, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, but I call that the club.
The club?
No, yeah, you call that DJ K-Rizzle in the house.
No, here's what you call it, Kiki. You call it going out on the porch playing the ukulele.
Yeah, that's what you were doing.
Those were sad tissues, not happy tissues.
No, taco handshake is a female masturbation. Example, Kiki had to do the taco handshake after Brock's lackluster birthday sex performance.
It's a two-minute adventure.
Brock, you can just leave me. I'm going to sit here for a little bit.
It's fine. I'm okay. Right. It's fine.
Their Cedar Point ride's longer than his.
It's true.
But not as thrilling or exhilarating. You better watch it. There you go. All right. That was awful, folks. Like, really. Just start to finish from the very beginning.
You're welcome.
When we started this break to the very end.
You're welcome.
That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.